This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana today on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. He will travel to Hisar in the morning and flag off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects in Yamuna Nagar and address a gathering on the occasion. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deen Bandhu Chotu Ram thermal power plant at Yamuna Nagar to boost power infrastructure in the region, along with a vision of electricity reaching the last mile. Taking forward the vision of Gobardhan scheme, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukharrapur in Yamuna Nagar. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav flagged off 20155 and 56 Dr. Ambedkar Nagar Kota New Delhi Express yesterday. While Mr. Birla attended the ceremony in Kota, Dr. Yadav and Mr. Vaishnav joined through video conferencing from New Delhi. Union Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, was in Dr. Ambedkar Nagar. In his address, Mr. Birla said, the train will be beneficial for Education Hub Kota in Rajasthan, Spiritual Centre Ujjain, Commercial Centre Indore in Madhya Pradesh. He expressed happiness that the train has been flagged off from the birthplace of Dr. Ambedkar on the eve of his birth anniversary. Mr. Vaishnav said, it is an important train as it will connect several crucial places in the country. He said, with this train, the Ministry of Railways has started preparations for 2028 Ujjain Kumbh Mela. The nation pays homage to the Chief Architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, ministers, parliamentarians and other dignitaries will play floral tributes to Baba Saab at his statue in the Parliament House complex this morning. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a message, the President said that in his inspiring life, Baba Saab created a distinct identity of his own despite facing extreme difficulties and earned respect around the world with his extraordinary achievements. The US will impose separate tariffs on imports of smartphones, computers, semiconductors and other components in the next 1 to 2 months. This was stated by US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick last night. The move comes a day after the US exempted electronics imports, including semiconductors, from reciprocal tariffs. Lutnick also highlighted the need to build chips and flat panel televisions in the US compared to relying on imports from South Asian nations. Speaking to TV channel, the Commerce Secretary said all those products are going to come under semiconductors and they are going to have a special focus type of tariff to make sure that those products get reshored. Mumbai Indians beat Delhi Capitals by 12 runs in their IPL match at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Sent in to bat, Tilak Verma hit a 33-ball 59 to power Mumbai Indians 205 for 5. Ryan Rickleton, Surya Kumar Yadav and Namandir also made useful contributions. In reply, Delhi Capitals were all out for 193 in 19 overs, despite Karun Nair's 40-ball 89. Kaan Sharma claimed 3 wickets, while Michel Santner took 2 wickets. India clinched a silver medal in the men's recurve team event at the Archery World Cup Stage 1 after the trio of Dheeraj Bomadevara, Tarundeep Rai and Atanu Das went down 1-5 to China in the final at Auburndale in USA last night. This was India's third medal of the season opening event, with a fourth one still in sight as Dheeraj remained in contention in the men's recurve individual event slated later in the day. Earlier, India had secured a gold in the compound mixed team event and a bronze in compound men's team. And that is the end of this news bulletin.